Yo, what's poppin', and why? You already know it's your host, Mr. K Gav, in the building. Brand new podcast every week, trending stories, hot topics. You already know, hit me up at Mr. K Gav on X, IG, TikTok, YouTube, wherever you at. You already know, brand new stories every week. This week, oh my God, did you see the Diddy video? CNN was running that video like it was another war, you know, like it was, this dude grabbed her, you know, stormed her out, dragged her, you know, it's the same dude that was saying, call me brother love, call me love, and, you know, this video, you got a lot of people talking, you know, it's like, yo, you know, they was trying to say he was drunk, he didn't look drunk. He didn't look drunk to me, and that's just my personal opinion. At the end of the day, they said, I've heard stories, he tried to pay $50,000. He paid $50,000 so that video don't come out. And then, like, you know, they know that he can't get arrested for it, but they want to make sure they put it on all the videos and all the shows and everything, so... Definitely, is, I think it's really over for Diddy. You know, I don't know what happened that, you know, it's just, I'm telling you, man, like, you don't know what people's doing in their own home. You don't know what they doing, you know, to their loved ones, to their wifey, you know what I mean? You don't really know, you know, and a lot of people put on a front like, yeah, you know, we all happy, we all smiling, and then when the door closed, he smacked the taste out of her mouth and dragged her on the floor, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's not a good look. It's definitely not a good look. It was breaking news. CNN broke the story from what I heard, from what I saw. I saw it on CNN, and CNN was just, you know, it was crazy. So... I was going to make a joke. I ain't going to make that joke. So, you already know, the Knicks game 7 Eastern Conference final or semifinals game 7, baby. The series is tied 3-3. It's going down, NBA playoffs. Oh man, this is just no more pressure. Any more pressure it could get. Then a game 7, you know, tied, you know, MSG, you know, it's going down. So get your tickets. They only $700. So definitely jump on those. That's a deal. $700 to see the Knicks win game 7 is definitely a good look. If somebody gave me a ticket right now, I would be there right now. Right now, today, it didn't matter. If you didn't have not one piece of Nick merchandise on, memorabilia, nothing, I would still be there. Game 7, like I said, if you got an extra $700, you know, if you want to take your wifey or your boy, you know, and sit all the way in the back. I mean, like the last seat, $1,400, you be in the building. That and that's not the front row, that's the last row. That's not in the beginning, that's in the end. So make sure you get your Knicks tickets. They're gonna need all the support. Knicks forever, hashtag New York forever, is going down. Home game 4, Knicks game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Such a good look. All the love and the support for the Knicks fans. And if you don't like the Knicks, you know what I mean? That's on you. Let us have our little time right now. 23-year-old hit by a NYPD highway patrol. You know, that person has died. Our prayers and condolences go out to that family. They're so young. 23 years old, so young, such a sad story. When I saw that, I was just like, oh man, like, there's a big, big story. Things always happening that happen out in Queens. A report this week of someone climbing on the George Washington Bridge Saturday caused delays. You know, people is, you know, always climbing on the bridges, or, you know, jumping off of the bridges, or this is just, you know, I saw a video. I don't know if y'all see that video. Say it happened downtown. The Spider-Man was on the light post watching, you know, the action. You know, it's just New York. It's like, it's not even real life. You see things happening all the time. Seven train. Somebody hit on Friday. Person was hit by the 7 train on Friday, causing delays. It's a lot, you know. The trains is already delayed as it is. You know, there's already, you're hard enough for them to try to keep on schedule. And then when you got all these, you know, accidents or people, you know, things, crashes, whatever, it's just like, you know, it's gonna happen. And it's gonna, you know, in New York, we always ready to, you know, get off and go jump on that bus or go get that transfer, go get the cab, or do what we gotta do, the Ubers, or, you know what I mean? So sometimes we just gotta, I remember one time I was on a 6 train and it wasn't working. I had to walk all the way to the 5 train, walk all the way to the 2 train, but I knew it would, you know, be working. And then when I got to the 2 train, it wasn't working. So I basically did all of that for nothing. Had to go back. But at the end of the day, you know, we still, you know, move around and we know how to maneuver when, you know, there's delays and things happening. A car doing an illegal U-turn hits an MTA bus. Luckily, nobody was injured. There was no injuries. It hit, I guess, the driver's side. You know, and again, another, you know, something that could have been avoided. You know what I'm saying? Something, you're doing an illegal U-turn. So basically, I mean, when you do a U-turn, you're supposed to do it at the light. You know what I mean? So you can't really do a U-turn in the middle of the street. You know what I'm saying? In the middle of the, and things like that happen. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the reason why they tell you not to do the illegal U-turns. Because of things like that, you know what I mean? Crashes and stuff like that. People not really, you know. Sometimes when people drive, they're not looking directly at the road. They might be looking down real fast, looking at the time, looking to the side, looking, you know. Sometimes it's just, you know, anything can happen. You know, you gotta be careful whether you're on the bus. You know, you don't know. You don't know. You could be waiting for the bus and there's a car crash. Or you could be on the bus and something happens. So always be careful and, you know, do what you gotta do. Especially if you got children, you're walking with children, you got their hands, whatever. Try to do what you gotta do. Two officers indicted this week on sexual abuse charges. And I had just heard of a, you know, New York City assistant principal, you know, arrested on student sexual abuse charges out in Queens. And, you know, I want to talk about, I don't know if y'all saw that video of that teacher, you know, and he got these girls doing his hair. You know, they his students, and they doing his hair, and they calling him his bestie, and this and that. Let me just say this. If I walked into the school, and I seen my daughter doing the teacher's hair, it would be a problem. Just for the fact that you know, whatever you do, however you do, that's how you do, that's how you move, or whatever. But first of all, you in school. You're supposed to be schooling. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be learning. You're supposed to be doing what you gotta do, not doing your teacher's hair. And second of all, you getting paid to teach my child. You getting paid to educate them, not to have them doing your hair. You know, so I know a lot of people say, oh, this, oh, that, oh, it's harmless, or that. Listen, If you're not going to do the job, get someone else that's going to do the job. If you're not going to, you know what I mean, you're too comfortable. You know, I heard that, you know, allegedly the person got fired, terminated, whatever. And I just think you just don't need to do that. Maybe you need to be working in a salon or something. Maybe you need to work. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with you getting your hair done or doing this or doing that or whatever. You know, people, it wasn't like he was doing anything, you know, but I still felt like it was inappropriate. You know what I mean? If you want to go and do people's hairs and all that, go get a license. Go get a license. And doing hair and having hair, and when you touching a child and you doing her hair, it won't be looked at as nothing. Or if a child is touching your hair or doing your hair, it won't be nothing. Cause you know what? That's what you do. You a hairstylist. You got your license and all that. You doing it. But you a teacher. It's not a good look. You know, y'all could tell me what y'all think. Y'all could give me y'all opinion. But if I walked into the school and my child, instead of sitting at her desk and doing her work, was on a teacher and doing the teacher, it would be a problem. And for a lot of parents, I don't know, but for me, it would definitely be a problem. Mayor Adams is in the news this week talking about the migrants should be lifeguards. Well, I don't even understand what was he trying to say by that. I don't even know what he's trying to get at, that they good swimmers or they excellent swimmers. I just don't even know where he's getting that from. Who says people is swimming? Who says people could swim? Who said people's looking to swim? I don't even know where the conversation is coming from, where you saying people need to swim or this. I just don't even understand. You know, maybe it's because you saying they coming off a boat. Like, I don't understand. Like, because since they coming off a boat, they must know how to swim. I don't know. These ain't my words. So don't come for me and come after me. This is what the mayor was saying. Mayor Adams, not me. Talking about migrants. And to me, it was just terrible, 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 terrible. I don't even understand what this man is trying to say or what he's trying to, you know, get at. And then this is just coming off of the cuffs of Governor Hochul talking about, you know, the kids don't know how to use computers. These kids don't know how to say computer, spell computer. Like these kids, that's all they know how to do. Is the tablets and the computers and the cell phone. Like, literally, that's all they do all day, every day. So, I don't know. The mayor, the governor, I don't know. Maybe they just getting older, and they just talking like, you know, like this is, you know, a different time. We in 2024. She's saying that the kids in the hood in the Bronx don't know how to use technology or use a computer or whatever, but the migrants know how to swim though. They excellent swimmers. Please, someone explain this to me. If you listening to the podcast, please explain it. I would love someone to send me a message and be like, oh well, no, this is how it happened. All my day ones, all my cakeaholics, everybody, hit me up. Hit me up on IG or X. And they finally changed the domain to Twitter. It is now X.com. I've received an alert and things is changing, man. Two women shot out in Harlem. No arrest was made. You know. Except one woman got shot in her booty. Going down, you gotta just be careful. I don't know if they knew these suspects or knew these dudes or whatever, but you know, please be careful when you're out there and don't get your booty shot. This week there was a story about DJ Academics. allegedly accused of rape and defamation. And like I said, it's so crazy because this is the dude that I swear to you, every time he'll piss on you. When you down, talk about, you know, kick a nigga when he down, kick somebody when they down, but he'll piss on you when you down. Like he'll make a whole video shitting on you and clown on you. But then I think a video had surfaced and he was just being a little too aggressive with a female. I don't know. I don't really remember the whole thing. Kind of like that Diddy video a little bit. You know what I mean? Like it was kind of like that, but not as aggressive, not as, you know, all that. But I just think some people, they getting this money up and they start feeling like, I could do what I want. I'm the catch. I'm like, it's like, yeah, you got the bread, but it's like you treating them like garbage. You know what I'm saying? And now it's getting on videos and cameras and, you know, CNN is dropping. You know what I mean? It's like they ready to, you know, you're a public figure. So they ready to drop all your videos, your dirt, your everything. They ready to expose you and get you out there. You know, and to me, DJ Academics ain't even a big dude. Like, this dude ain't even, like, real... You know what I mean? Like, well, he's a gamer. That's what I thought he was, you know? I thought DJ Academics was a gamer. Obviously, DJ, you hear DJ in the name, you think he a DJ, but, you know, things is going down. NYC ordered over 10 illegal smoke shops to close. This enforcement is coming on a new enforcement they putting together. You know, these people are saying that there's smoke shops popping up everywhere. They not licensed. They just selling to whoever, especially young kids. You know, these kids, they look old, you know. They 16, 17. They look like they 18 and 19. So, even though you're supposed to be 21, you know, but it's like people's trying to get their money, trying to do whatever they do. You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy that these kids are smoking so young and they're smoking, you know, and they look all smoked out. You know, you ever see these kids, these young kids, teenagers, and all, you could just look at them and be like, damn, y'all niggas is all smoked out. You look smoked out. Your face is smoked out. Your man, I'm like, yo, y'all don't even look healthy. Y'all don't even look like y'all eating food. Y'all look like y'all just zombies. Get your food. Get your food. Eat a steak sandwich or something. Go eat, you know, a thing of ribs or something. Do something. But damn, y'all looking like crackheads, man. Too young, and y'all need to get a job. Y'all need to go do what y'all gotta do, man, and stop playing with it. That's what y'all doing. Y'all playing with it, and y'all playing with it too young, and y'all think y'all just gonna bounce back, and you just look ridiculous. Then expect to get a job or do this or do. It's like, come on, bro, get your money right. Do what you gotta do. It's looking crazy out here. I'm coming out here. I'm seeing kids young. I'm like, damn, y'all look like y'all don't need to be smoking no nothing. Y'all don't need to be smoking no weed. Y'all don't need to be drinking. Y'all need to be going to school. Y'all need to be doing something else. I be looking at kids like, damn, boy, ain't you supposed to be in school right now? Ain't you supposed to be in school right now? Come on, man. Stop it. Speaking of children, a 5-year-old gets killed. I guess allegedly the child ran into the street. I don't know. Car hit the child. You know, they didn't charge the driver. You know, she was cooperating, I guess. And she was stood at the scene and this and that. You know, there was a park next to the you know, it's just a very, very sad story, man. My prayers and condolences go out to that little kid, 5 years old, the parents, the family. You know, I don't think the girl that hit the child wanted to kill the child. I just think she was driving and the child ran in the street and it was just so crazy. But it was just like, how would you feel if that was your child? You know, 5 years old, your child. Even if she didn't do it, like, it's just like your child, bro. And I just, the pain and I just feel so bad for that child and the family and everybody. And we just want to send our prayers and our condolences to y'all and hope you all right. And just, you know, bendición and God bless, bro. 14-year-old fell off the 7 train while subway surfing. They still doing it. I don't get it. I just think that if you've heard these stories of people falling, people killing, and people getting hurt, why would you still do it? Like, why would you still subway surf? They said the kid fell off, got injured, and, you know, when they got him, he was conscious and stuff like that. But please, 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 if you just, even if you got kids, tell them, like, yo, don't do that. If you see people doing that, you know, let them know, like, yo, don't do that. Please don't do that. People's getting hurt. People was dying. It's not a game. Please. Man got stabbed multiple times in broad daylight for two something in the afternoon. You know, they looking for two suspects. You know, you gotta be ready, bro. You know, I call the summer stabby season. You know, stabby season is upon us. So, you know, people is going to be getting stabbed all the time. Things are going to be happening. You know, in New York, that's just how it goes. It gets hot, and people get crazy. People act stupid. So, just be careful. Be careful wherever you at. You know, like I said, keep your head on a swivel. There's no need to have beef with nobody or feel no kind of way with nobody. You know, people talk smack. People talk garbage. Let them talk. That's them. Let them do whatever they want to do. But at the end of the day, there's no need for nobody to be getting stabbed or dying or losing their life for a nonsense argument or a nonsense disagreement, something that just... You know, like I said, I always go back to that story we talked about it a few months ago. That girl that got in an argument with the dude in the store. And he stabbed her and killed her. She didn't know the dude. I guess he was trying to holler at her or something. She, you know, didn't want to mess with him or whatever. And it ended up her getting stabbed and dying. Like, stop, bro. Like, these types of things... It's crazy. I hear these stories and it makes me sick, you know, but it's also like you got to be careful. You got to watch your kids. You got to make sure, you know, you're on point as much as you can be, you know, and that's why it's like you got to be careful at all times. This week it's going down. Megan Thee Stallion is in New York City. Hot Girl Summer Tour. She in a building, Megan Thee Stallion. She gonna be at MSG on the 21st. So definitely get your tickets. It's going down for all the Spanish people. Aventura, or if you like Aventura. They will be at MSG on the 22nd. So that's great. You know, you got Megan Thee Stallion one day, Aventura the next day. You know, people is turning up, especially downtown New York City. It's going down. Music shows. This week, you know, they gonna have new exhibitions. Ice Cold at the American Museum of Natural History. It's an exhibition of hip-hop jewelry. They have jewelry from T-Pain, Beyonce, Cardi B, and a whole bunch more. So definitely check it out. It's called Ice Cold at the American Museum of Natural History. Also, I heard of a new Banksy Museum. If you know, Banksy was a street artist and, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, art they're going to have, you know, at the Banksy Museum. You know, in New York, there's a whole bunch of museums and, you know, miniature golf, you know, at the pier. You know, they got all different things around the city. Some, you know, museums is pay as you wish for New Yorkers. If you got a, you know, New York ID, you'll be able to pay, you know, as low as a dollar or whatever you want to pay to get into the museum. Some spots, you know, if you have a SNAP card or EBT or whatever you want to call it, they got different museums that, you know, allow you to go in for free. Different children museums that allow you to go in for free. So definitely, you know, take the kids. You know, it's not expensive. You know what I mean? You could go to different museums, pay as you wish. You know, give a small donation. You know, it could be as easy as just pack a lunch and then go out. You know, the most you have to pay is for the transportation, the Metro cards, you know, or whatever the case may be. And then have the digital ticket in your phone and stuff like that when you get to the museum. So there's a whole bunch of things going on, whole bunch of shows. The city's going to be turning up. And like I said, Game 7, baby. The Knicks Game 7. The series is tied 3-3. Eastern Conference Semifinals. You already know, New York forever. Knicks forever. And it's going down. This home game at MSG, it was going to be real big. So big shout out to the team. Everybody putting in the work. And all the fans. All the fans. The energy. The just the whole culture. You know, when I go on X.com and I check out, you know, all the different, you know, pictures. And, you know, it's just fire. To see the animations and all the different things, people showing up for New York and people putting it on their chest, you know, like the S on a Superman chest, you know what I mean? People's putting that K, New York Knicks, and it's going down. I want to shout out everybody. Go New York, you know, game four at the home game four, 3-3 tied. Is going down. You already know. If you got any comments, topics, questions, hit me up at Mr. K Gav on everything. X, IG, TikTok, YouTube, wherever you got it. NY Certified is the podcast available on Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, wherever you get your podcast, you could check it out. And it's just, it's going down. There's energy. If you can't feel the energy, it's going down. We glowing Super Saiyan style. Just call me Goku and I got that glow for you. So let's go, New York. Bring that up. Bring that energy and bring that back to New York. You know, time to get into the finals. Lock this up. Game 7. You already know, like I always say, stay up and stay strong, NY. I'll see you next week.